Blog Talk Radio.
Gentlemen, start your engines. It's time for I'm With Stupid on the BTR Network.
Oh my god, your cupcakes are so gorgeous. Let's go make out now.
Greetings, cheers.
Hola.
Do not talk. I am at war.
Y'all are great. I love listening to y'all. You know why? Because I feel like I'm just sitting around listening to two really cool guys talk.
I'm funny how? I mean funny like I'm a clown. I amuse you.
I'm in good company when I'm with stupids.
Hello, gachos.
Play it once then. For all time's sake.
When it's time to change, you know it's time to change who you are and what you're gonna be. Sha-na-na-na-na-na-na-na.
I think I'll get my lesbian card revoked.
You guys are just amazing, and it's been a huge pleasure to watch you rise to the top.
You talking to me?
My wife jokes with me that I'm like a salt lick.
Matt and Jay, take it away.
Greetings, cheers, and welcome to I'm With Stupid. This is the Matt Man coming to you live from the Palatial Digs here in Bagwine, Ohio. And sitting next to me, as always, a mere few hundred miles to my right, a man who has stepped over the line more times than the long jump contestants at the Special Olympics, the irrepressible J-Man.
Is that me? Me? My turn?
Yeah,
okay.
That's
hola! And welcome, everybody. Good to see everybody here. Nice crowd in the chat room forming.
Yes, very nice. We got we got Dr. Mike, we got Sue, we got Jamie, we got Monkey, and we have Joe.
How you doing? And. Yeah, just now wandering in.
Yep.
Hi, Mike. Just saunters into the room.
Yes.
Yeah. And also welcome to all the folks out there all over the world listening in via their mobile devices and the people who will be listening in archives.
Yes, which there will be thousands.
Thousands and thousands of nameless, faceless people.
Yes.
Out there. So how's it going, Matt?
Kind of a rough day at the beer mine today, Jay.
Aw.
Yeah. First of all, it was cold and gray, you know, like it has been for 38 days.
Mm-hmm.
And then, evidently, I wasn't given the company memo, but evidently, today, March 2nd, it was either Stroke Victim Awareness Month kicking off or Persistent Vegetative State Day at the beer mine. Oh, boy. I have never seen so many unresponsive, unaware, dead in the headlight looking people as I saw today. Just ask them what they want. Finally, you know, I get Ariel Sharon out the door, and then I got to go wait on Terry Schiavo.
Oh, man.
Oh, boy. Oh.
Yeah, what do you want? What do you got?
I had one guy, you know, it's not like we have a big wine selection. We got like 8 different types, and he's just sitting there. And I'm thinking, you know what? Is he trying to pick out which wine goes best with the trans ischemic accident he just had?
Oh, man.
But I'm...
That's unfortunate. Did they all try to pay with a check, too?
No, we
took a check, man?
No,
please?
They paid with nickels, dimes, and quarters. And occasionally, the sticky Canadian penny.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God, I was in more pain than, you know, when you take a sip of beer and it pulls a mustache hair off the beer tap. Ugh, that's what it felt like all damn day. My eyes were watering.
Yeah, that's too bad.
But I'm okay now because I'm with you and with our wonderful guests in the chat room.
Yeah, and our live studio audience.
And, yeah, that's right. It's a big night here in Bagwine, folks.
Mm-hmm.
For the first time in a long time, we have a live studio audience.
With a tube.
With the tube. We got the tube girl. The lovely Schmoop is awake.
Yay. Hola, Schmoop.
So,
all right.
Yeah. And how's your day been, Mr. Jay?
Well, it was cold today.
Yeah.
It snowed last night here in the greater Redneckville area, but nothing too much. Just kind of covered the grass and the cars, and it was gone by mid-morning, but then it turned cold again for some reason. It was very weird.
Very.
And then it got a little bit better as Arkansas beat the hell out of Kentucky in basketball this afternoon.
Oh, so the Razorbacks dumped the Mildcats.
Yes, they did. And I tell you what, all those Kentucky folks, and I don't want to name names, Shirley, Justin, were everywhere. They were everywhere early this afternoon. With about 6 minutes to go in the game and Arkansas up by 15, they suddenly had other things to do.
That's how these people operate.
Yeah, they disappear.
Mm-hmm. Sunshine Patriots.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Front runners.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they get on Twitter real quick and make a couple excuses. Worst officiating ever. Something like that.
Well, that's good. I hate Kentucky.
I don't hate Kentucky. I like Kentucky. Is having audio problems.
Yeah, I've seen that. She's been in and out of the chat room.
If Joe's got audio problems, we might as well wrap it up. What the hell?
All right.
Why
it's been a
here?
Good show, though, Jay.
Yeah. Well, you know, not bad. You know, took a little shot at the Kentucky folk. And,
yeah.
Of course, she can't hear us. Talking about that, Annie. She'd be like, where'd everybody go?
That would be a funny one.
Yeah. Finally get it working in dead air.
Mm-hmm.
So. Anyway. Well, also had an ordeal this week.
Oh, no.
I had to get my driver's license renewed.
Oh, my.
Yes.
How was it?
It was brutal.
Was it?
It wasn't that bad. The rectal exam was uncomfortable, but the rest of it, not so bad.
I forgot they did that down in Arkansas.
Yeah, a little different. We're a little stricter down here.
Yeah, I know. They're very thorough, though.
Yeah. Anyway, but she was a sweet, gentle girl. So
that's good.
And I had both her hands on my shoulders. Hey-o.
I'm sure Dr. Mike is glad he's not practicing down in Arkansas.
Yeah, oh yeah, you know it.
He'd be double gloving every day.
But anyway, I got the driver's license renewed. Had to do the vision test, and it's three little columns of four numbers, letters, combinations, right?
Mm-hmm.
The last column, I got one of the four. And it was blurry as shit, too, man. I'm not kidding. And I look over at her, and she goes, got it by one. I'm like, yeah.
You know, I find that disturbing because I thought you were kidding when I heard that.
No, you only
have to see 25%.
Well, no,
of what's
the first,
out there.
No, the first two columns I got completely.
Uh-huh.
And the final column is the most difficult one.
Uh-huh.
And I got one of the four, but my total was enough that I passed.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, I know. It's a close call. So I'll have to worry about that every day for the next 4 years.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I could go to the eye doctor, but what's the point?
Yes.
I mean, what could he do? Give me some glasses?
Yeah.
See better?
That would be nice. That would be helpful.
Useless.
And I believe we have a phone call, J-Man.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And before I pick it up, I'll just let you know, tonight, J-Man and I are talking about comedy, satire, And is it possible to go too far? Are some things off limits? And we'll get into that, and we'll go ahead and pick this phone call up, if that's all right with you, Jay.
Oh, sure, go for it.
All right. 612, you're with Stupid.
Gentlemen, start your engines. How you doing, boys?
Oh, hey. Wonderful, Cal.
It's Cal Pote.
Live from Vegas. What's going on?
Live from Vegas. Are you hitting the slots?
Well, we're right outside the Gold Nugget right now. We just got down with a little din-din. We were hanging out on the strip today. I tell you one thing about Vegas, if anybody listening out the fat here in Vegas, you go at nighttime on the strip. In the daytime, the best time to get it out of your system, because then it's just absolutely insane. The limos come out and all these. Then, you know, you got people, obviously, you know, I get to the Vegas there at night, you guys, in the elevator, it's like 10 o'clock. I'm going to go down and play at Four Queens. You know, we played for 7 hours straight. And the guy's in the elevator, and he's about 5'5", and he starts sweating. I said, "You gonna puke?" And before I could push the button, guess what he does? He pukes inside the elevator. First person I see in Vegas pukes in the elevator. I just looked at him. What do you think you're doing? I tell you, come in this goddamn elevator, and you got that puke. I tell you what, they're gonna kick your ass. And I tell you, I was like, I looked at you. He stands up here, and I go, I tell you what, you just pissed off the family. I'm going to cut off your head and shit in your mouth. And your mama's going to find your body somewhere out in the goddamn desert. And I'll get the hell out of the goddamn elevator. Huh?
Yeah. Well, see, when you stay in a hotel, it costs $11 a night downtown. These things are going to happen.
Right. I love downtown.
I mean, you're not exactly hanging out with Steve Wynn, you know what I'm saying? Or any
I know. But I like the strip. But I like it also in the daytime today. We walked. You know, we went into all different casinos, gambled a little bit, lost a little, won a little, played some pennies, beat up on a few, you know, played some blackjack, you know, $25 a hand. But I get downtown, but if you get sick and tired of these idiots down here that are dressing up like, you know, Elvis, they want their picture taken with you, and you got to pay them, and it's just, that gets old down here. And then rock bands trying to be Journey, this doesn't work. People thinking of Madonna. There's only one whore, her name is Madonna.
Yeah. Yeah, $25 a hand blackjack. I usually don't play more than $3 a hand.
I try to stay at the $10 to $25 to $50 to stay away from river rafting. I mean, I get playing blackjack. I go on cruise ships, and we're going to go on one here in April, and I won money in cruise ships. I'd be playing early or late because I'll be like, oh, this is so fun. I play blackjack in my nice black dress with sperm saved on for my husband last night. I played blackjack on a cruise ship. Meanwhile, she goes, I have a 3-5, and I want to beat the dealer. No, you don't. Stay. And they take oh, I lost my $5. Well, you just cost me 50, bitch. You know?
Very unfortunate.
But I know, you little bitch. Just, I don't like this, man. All right, you guys, I want to be famous as seen on Blue Dress, bitch. I don't have a sexual relation with you or anybody else. I dig in the mud, and I dig in the blood, and I put on a trash show, you bitch. I'm telling you stay there, and you're 14. That's the deal of goddamn bust. I'm going to bust your boobs, man. Yeah, it is. But I don't know. I was doing a lot of voices last year at the table that I took, and people were looking at me. Hey, man, Peter, the fuck is you guys just smoking the weed downtown, man? There's a store in Vahitian called Stupidville. It's a great store for you guys. Like, shirts and boots. It's called Stupid. I can't remember. Maybe Vahitian, but it was hilarious. All kinds of shirts, like Who Farted, Sorry Girls, I Only Date Models. You know.
All right. Everybody out there, if you're in Vegas, Cal Pote will be opening for the Tony Orlando and Don at the Lady Luck.
Donnie Marie Osmond. No, it's a must see show. It's Johnny J. We're in Vegas, man. Donnie Marie. Oh my God, go away, little girl, before I beg you to goddamn stay in Vegas. Flamingo live every night, goddamn it. You know,
okay.
I mean, you guys are talking about satire, going a little too far. I do agree on that. I mean, people do go, you know, I've always said, but, you know, when it comes to satire, hi guys, how you doing? Yeah, thanks. Yeah, they're doing well. But I always say, I wear my Blackhawks jacket, so people are pointing at my jacket. So, thank you. But here's what I say about, you know, I've always said on my podcast, you know, and I don't know if you agree or not, but when we devalue our children, we devalue our society. Agree or disagree on that?
I don't know.
Well, no. Some children are just little fucking monsters, you know?
Well, I understand it, but my point is, if you devalue animals, children, elderly, whatever, the lowest denominator is elderly animals and unfortunately children are defenseless. When you devalue the defenseless, you devalue yourself as a nation. I mean, yes or no?
No.
Really? Okay. Well, I disagree with that. I mean, that's why look at the convicted felon killing dogs lying about making money. I disagree with that. I mean, I get satire. I've done stand-up before. I do stuff in Minneapolis. I go to comedy and do routines that I've done before. But I get satire. But I think when you devalue, you know, the weakest member of your society, I get satire. I get it having a fun. But you got to also know your limits.
Yeah. Well, you know, a lot of people will draw the line at, you know, children or say like the mentally retarded or something like that. That's understandable.
Right.
Some people won't go there. Some people will. Yeah, you know, it's a personal decision you got to make.
It's a
right. No, I understand that, but you are your thoughts. And my dad always said you are your thoughts, and you make good choices. You live in good places. You make bad choices, you live in bad places, and you choose to make those choices, and you will be responsible for those choices. I don't think I'm a perfect guy, but on my podcast, I do names. I always try to speak for something and have some little fun. I don't take myself that seriously, but I'm not going to sit there and you devalue a child. I mean, I support Jamie C. Sports on Blog Talk Radio. Zane Sport, they're both in wheelchairs. They're 12 years old, maybe never won't live past 30 because of their disease, but I value their opinion on my podcast. And I value their existence in this world. You know, they're in wheelchairs. They'll never play sports, but they do have a value in my life and I think in this world.
Well, what do you think? Well, is it okay that I once wrote about how bad my luck is? It's so bad that when I entered a three-legged race at a county fair, I was partnered up with Stephen Hawking.
Yeah.
See? You got a little chuckle. Got a little chuckle out of that. Is that Sheena Easton in the background? I'm having a little trouble here.
I think so. Whatever they're playing here in the background, you never know. I'm looking at the strip. I can see my wife playing her dollar slots. As long as she's playing, she's winning, I'm good. So we just had dinner here. So, but no, Vegas is nice. I mean, it's actually the good weather here. It's really really nice. We went out to Dam yesterday and we ran a car with Green Valley. So, I mean, this is here for a couple of days, come back tomorrow. So it's been enjoyable weather. It's been very, very nice. So the strip is, I don't know, it was pretty funny, you guys. If you guys have been to Vegas lately, any of you guys been to Vegas lately?
No.
Okay, well, there's guys on the strip that dressed up as characters. They dressed up as Prince. They dressed up as Transformers. They dressed up as all kinds of people. And this one guy was a gladiator today. And, you know, he's got pecs on. And the other African-American gentleman was telling him, sorry about that, guys. Somebody's trying to hand me a sweat card. I don't want a sweat card. Stay away from me. But I'll move over here. But he goes, the gentleman told the gladiator that he had a better ass than him. So they're arguing back and forth, this gladiator who you have to pay $1 to get a picture with between this African-American gentleman. So they both take their pants down to compare butts to the girls on the strip. It was kind of funny. The two girls are dressed up. Well,
an ass
two,
off
two,
on the strip, outstanding.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. I mean, that was nudity of the highest. You know, I mean, and I'm just sitting there looking at my wife, and I go, I tell you what, totally in Vegas, I tell you what, people pulling their panties down, enjoying their buttocks, I tell you what, very, very nice, huh? I mean, I just, it was just pretty funny. I mean, pulling down their pants, I'm like, man, you guys, you can't be smoking weed downtown, man.
Hey, Calpo, thanks for the promo, but I think we're losing your cell phone signal.
We've got a couple other callers on the line here, so we're going to let you go and bring them on, and we're going to keep the discussion going. And thank you much for calling in, and thanks for the promos you've done for us.
No problem.
And win big, man. Win big in Vegas.
Thanks.
Thanks a lot, bud.
Thanks, Cal.
Yep.
And we do have a caller, Mr.
Justin. 859, you're with Stupid.
That's Justin the Kentucky fan.
Hey, what's up, guys? How's it going?
Yeah, pretty good.
Good.
How you doing, Justin?
No, I'm all right. Earlier, I missed a little bit of the show, so I'm not sure if you've already gone over it, but the thing about crossing the line, I think a lot of it has to do with two things. What you're making fun of, and if it's actually funny. Because if you don't hit it just right, you're going to look bad. Like, it reminds me of the onion got in trouble this week. You guys see that?
Yeah. I heard rumors about it, yeah.
That's a good example of it. It's like, I get what they were, like, the joke. I got the joke, but it's like, you know, that's not how you want to go about it. So, I don't know. That's what we were talking about, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Justin. Well, hold on, Jay. Justin, I want to thank you for being on topic.
Yeah. No problem. No, I did hear you guys earlier talking about Kentucky, and I was like, I'm not even going to, you know, go that way. I'm going to stick on topic.
It was a good game, and Kentucky put up a valiant effort. They fought hard all the way to the end.
Terrible.
Yeah, well, how would you have done a different onion joke? Considering
about her,
about Wallace.
I would not make a joke about her at all. I'm a fan. I never even seen the movie, but
I make jokes.
Little dog person crap. I mean, that's adorable. Yeah.
I make jokes about people I'm a fan of all the time. But like I was telling Cowpoke, there's some people just have their own personal rules. They draw the line. They're not going to make a joke about a kid, or they're not going to make retard jokes. Earlier this week, I was using that as an example. People are offended by that word. Earlier this week, I was talking to Tyler Kells on Twitter.
Baby.
How you doing, huh, baby? And and we were talking about the Buffalo Sabres coach got fired, and she was wondering who the new coach would be. And I said, probably another NHL retread. Well, she had never heard the word retread, and she thought maybe I was, playing a little off the word retard, and she was about to get all over me for that.
And you would have liked that, actually.
Oh, I was like, bring it on.
Yeah.
But anyway, I retread, of course, you know, retread tires, you know, she's a girl. She doesn't understand these things.
Exactly.
Right. So, you know, I told her, I explained it to her, and smoothed everything over, as I do.
The main thing is you have to be funny. If you're going to be edgy, you have to be funny, because if you bomb... Yeah. And it's edgy, you just look like a dumbass. I mean,
that's where I get in trouble all the time. Not being funny part. But for the most part, people, very sensitive.
Yes.
And people do tend to, you can make all the Kentucky jokes you want, but if you make an Arkansas joke, Arkansas people get pissed off.
Mm-hmm.
That type of thing. Or you can make racial jokes about blacks and Hispanics and Asians will laugh until you make a Hispanic joke and the Hispanics are like, hey man, enough of that. So, you know, to me it's, you know, you either have to just, you know, all or nothing. And if it's nothing, there's nothing to be funny about.
there's people like Louis C.K. who, he can make all kinds of jokes about all different types of people, but it's funny. And there's not a hate. You don't like Louis C.K.? You kidding?
No, I don't find him particularly funny. No.
Wow.
I'm kidding. He's okay. I mean, you've seen 60 minutes of nonstop fart and masturbation jokes. You've seen them all.
Mm-hmm.
Are you thinking Seth MacFarlane?
Seth MacFarlane? Seth MacFarlane is you know what's coming.
Thinking of. See, I don't really fart jokes with Louis C.K. Are we talking about the same person?
You're kidding, right?
Me?
It's okay. It's like it's a solid hour of fart, masturbation, and shit jokes.
Well,
like Howard Stern.
Yeah.
But no, it's okay though. It's kind of like, you know, Bill Burr, pretty funny guy, but if all you're going to do is rant about how, you know, as he says, women are gold digging whores, you know, it's get on something new sometime. Let's go.
Once in a while, it'd be nice.
I think that's another problem that people have. If their entire joke repertoire is lowbrow, then at some point people say, you know, you don't have much. You're not very creative.
See,
I think you have to do both. You have to mix it all in there, you know.
I don't see the lowbrow part of that. I mean, yeah, there is some of that, but I think there's a bigger thing that he's talking about when he makes jokes. It's not just him talking about masturbating. There's more to it than that. I think you're simplifying his comedy, to be honest with you.
Well, I'm a simple man, being from Arkansas and all.
Exactly. And you know who two groups we cannot make fun of, Jay and Justin. We cannot make fun of Christians, and we cannot make fun of Muslims.
Well, the Muslim thing, I get that. I don't understand the Christian.
Well, see, we don't make jokes about Muslims because we don't want to blow up our apartment buildings.
Well, yeah.
So.
Allah forbid we make a Muhammad joke.
Exactly.
They're a little touchy.
But if you make 999 consecutive Muslim jokes and then one Christian jokes, people will be like, all you ever do is attack Christians. Oh, my God.
You'll have Bill Donahue and Sean Hannity up your ass right now.
So, again, people are touchy about these things.
I would agree that the one group that I feel like is you don't touch is the Muslims. I mean, just because they are crazy, they will kill you. Not like all Muslims, but the radicals. Like,
yeah.
The guy, well, not the Muslims who listen to this show. They're good people.
Yes, they are.
No, I mean, the radicals, their radicals are way more radical than any other group, is what
I'm
saying.
That, you know what? That's pretty debatable.
Stereotypical.
The radical Muslims, if you just sit down and write out their position on all the issues, it's going to line up with fundamentalist Christians pretty damn close. And
yeah,
Al-Qaeda is putting out ads criticizing Obama for supporting gay marriage, just like the GOP.
We've kind of gone off the whole comedy thing here.
No, not really. We were talking about making fun of Jesus, making fun of Muhammad. What's wrong with that?
I don't ever recall people getting all upset about a cartoon of Jesus.
He hadn't been to my Facebook page.
The only thing that upsets me about cartoon of Jesus is that most of the time, he has blonde hair and blue eyes. That's what pisses me off. But, hey, after 2.5 years, Mike just realized that BTR has a filter in the chat room, and he can't type dirty words in.
I bet he's pretty upset.
I don't even know what that means.
Knowing Mr. Mike, I'm sure he'll find a way around it.
You know, that'll be his new goal in life. Figure out how to type in dirty words on BTR without getting asterisks.
Yeah, he just Googled, how do I type in bitch on BTR?
What's he mad about?
He was trying to quote somebody and it filtered out the dirty word. So. Anyway, well, another thing that people get very upset about are rape jokes. Remember Daniel Tosh with his rape jokes? That got people fired up.
Yeah.
Well, that was another one because it wasn't funny. I mean,
they were not funny. That's true. They weren't funny.
If it was funny, it wouldn't have been a big deal, but it just wasn't funny.
Yeah.
And that's what I was, generally saying.
Yeah, he got angry at a audience member, and then he reeled off a bunch of rape jokes that weren't all that funny. But, sometimes you just, off the cuff, you just roll some things out there, and then you live with the consequences.
Tracy Morgan, he got in trouble with the gay thing, and then who played Kramer?
Michael Richards. Different.
Yeah,
Michael Richards wasn't telling off-color jokes. Michael Richards melted down and started calling people the N-word. A completely different situation.
He was on a rant.
Yeah, he wasn't telling jokes.
No.
He wasn't telling race jokes. He was calling them, hey, shut up, you.
I don't know. I just think he was trying to be edgy, and it just wasn't. It was just wrong.
No.
I really think he just lost his shit.
I think he had a bad day.
Yes, unfortunate situation. But then, Dane Cook, he was up there at the comedy club, and he tells them, he says, I've got some jokes about the shooting in Aurora, Colorado. Do you want to hear them? And everybody's like, yeah, let's do it. So he tells them, and then a bunch of people in the audience get on Twitter and say how offended they are
exactly.
at the jokes.
Yeah,
you know, so they set him up.
It was a joke about the Batman movie and how awful he thought it was is what the joke really was.
Sure.
If I remember right. It was something to the effect of, what was it? Something about, I wish I was in Aurora right now or something like that. I don't know.
Well, the people who got shot were the lucky ones. They didn't have to watch the movie.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, exactly. They were lucky.
Nice.
They
see?
Got shot.
See?
Like,
listen to Matt.
That's funny. That's funny.
Yeah, I guess that kind of goes against what I was saying. And I mean, but that, yeah, that was kind of funny. But I think the timing on that one was just too soon, if you will.
No, no, no. Here's the thing. And I hate when people say it's too soon. No, it's either funny today or it's funny 2 weeks from now or 2 years from now. It's either funny or not. And that's pretty damn funny.
Yeah. It's like Gilbert Gottfried with all of his tsunami jokes the day after the tsunami. In Japan, got him fired as the Aflac duck.
Yeah.
But,
no, they really want to see. Here's a couple of them. Japan is really advanced. They don't go to the beach. The beach comes to them.
I can't believe I'm laughing at a Gilbert Gottfried joke.
What does every Japanese per
I actually like them. I mean, that one's okay. I don't remember that one, but yeah.
What does every Japanese person need in his apartment? Floodlights.
Oh, Jesus.
But a lot of times, if you follow Gilbert Gottfried on Twitter, read his tweets in his voice. They sound different. They're funnier that way.
Well, he, like him, like on the roast and stuff, sometimes, like, he's one of my favorite people. Like, his jokes are, I don't know, they're out there. But
you
want to
know,
like,
you want to know a little secret? He doesn't write his own material on the roasts.
See.
Who writes it? Jeff Ross?
A dude who was on Jay Moore's podcast this week is the head writer for the roasts. And he writes Gilbert Gottfried's material.
Oh, dear God. It wasn't Bruce Valanche, was it?
John DiMaggio is his name. The guy who does the voice of Bender on Futurama. Is the guy who writes the joke. Most of the people write their own jokes, but he's there with a writing team for people who, like the celebrities who aren't comedians. They write for them.
Yeah,
and they
got the people, the actresses and stuff that are obviously
they
are, the people.
Yeah, for like Pamela Anderson.
I thought he wrote some stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, but they also write. They also write for Gilbert Gottfried.
I did not know that.
About that, which is weird because he does write his own act. I don't know why he doesn't write his own jokes. But I think Matt would get a kick out of this. Here's the story that John DiMaggio was telling on Jay Moore's podcast. He said they wrote Gilbert Gottfried's his jokes down for the roast, for the Roseanne roast.
Right.
And Gilbert Gottfried's reading them, and he kind of chuckles, and he goes, that's good. And they're like, well, we can change anything you want. You know, we won't take it personally if you want changes. And he looks, and he goes, no, could you put a few more cunts in it, though?
I like that, yeah.
He's somewhat of a director. Directed in comedy. I think those roasts, my favorite all-time one was a presenter was Norm Macdonald when he was on there for Bob Saget. I don't think you can top what he did there. Do you guys recall that at all?
I don't remember that one.
Well, it's Bob Saget, and you remember it's like he did what was America's Home Funniest Videos, and it was a bunch of corny jokes, and he did Full House, which was a bunch of corny crap and like family stuff, and he goes in there and he just tells the most corny, like all his jokes are just corny and lame, and that was the whole joke of the whole thing. Like, you had to kind of get what was going on, but that was my favorite.
Yeah, Norm Macdonald does a great job on those Safe Auto commercials.
Auto commercials.
You know, that is one of the saddest things I've ever seen, because I always found him to be kind of funny. And now he's doing Safe Auto commercials.
Because he has to recoup all his gambling losses.
Oh, God.
Norm McDonald. Norm McDonald for Safe Auto.
Oh.
What the hey?
Well, he's in on the joke, though. He knows how awful it is that he's doing Safe Auto commercials.
Yeah. But then again, if they offered me the job doing Safe Auto commercials, I'd be there in a heartbeat.
Oh, hell yeah.
Absolutely. Speaking of which, I had a Johnsonville broth the other day. It's pretty damn good. Tell you what.
I bet it was.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. And let's see. Joan Rivers got loose this week. She got into a little bit of trouble.
Really?
For a couple of. Well, she did. She said that we were talking about Heidi Klum and the twins at the Oscars, that plunging neckline dress.
Uh-huh.
And she said the last time a German looked this hot was when they were pushing Jews into the oven.
Oh, God. See? No, that's not bad. That's not bad.
Well, I'm pretty sure she's old. She doesn't care.
Right. And then she made a lot of fat jokes about Adele on David Letterman, and that really got people fired up. Because if somebody is skinny, you can just call them every name you can imagine, just trash them, and nobody will defend them. But if they're fat and you make a joke about them, you're a horrible human being.
Exactly.
Oh, I've gotten that all my life. Like, as far as, like, I'm really skinny, and I get, like, people tell me stuff like it's nothing, like, just all the time. And sometimes I'm like, oh, what, can I call you fat now? No, can't do that.
God, dude, eat a freaking cheeseburger. Look at you, man. You look like a Holocaust survivor.
Yeah.
See, that's that doubles up on it right there. That's me.
Yeah, that's right.
But didn't I see where, like, whatever she got, like, caught hell for, that she didn't back down. She just didn't care.
Who?
Joan Rivers. Oh, yeah, Joan Rivers never. She doesn't give a shit what anybody thinks. Not at her age. What is she, 94 now?
Yeah. She may have been through the drive-thru today.
Hit the beer mine.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, she said plastic surgery so many times, so her eyes meet in the back of her head now.
She's in competition with Nancy Pelosi.
Nancy Pelosi.
Oh, boy.
How old is Nancy?
I don't know. Five or six years ago, I called her a gilf. Now I just call her Herman Munster. Oh, my God.
A gilf?
Nancy.
Yeah.
I'm going to just guess that I know what the hell that means.
I tell you what, she's 72, and she looks like a 52-year-old lizard with big eyes, and keep waiting for her tongue to shoot out every once in a while.
Sounds like you're describing a female banger. So, maybe politics just does that to you.
Actually, she's a white female Dusty Baker. There's him in the Cincinnati Reds dugout over there with that tongue shooting out every two seconds. And
he
pulls his scaly hands out of his pockets and moves the players over a little.
And plus, your description of John Boehner being a female, no. See, John Boehner doesn't have a facelift at any time. He has a liver lift.
Well, I'm not politically, I don't like the guy, but, like, as a person, he cracks me up. He always does. Like, something about him, he just doesn't give a shit. Like, he's just...
Well, he's drunk, and
Yeah, I know. That's part. It's like obvious, though.
He hasn't had any work done, but he is the product of 40 years of heavy smoking, drinking, and tanning.
Well, actually, I remember.
You say that like that's a bad thing, Jay.
No, I'm just laying it out there. I'm not criticizing,
Well, they got down, like, here, they have locally a local radio station that I listen to sometimes, and they have a guy come on. He's like some kind of psychologist/doctor kind of thing that specializes in the brain. And he was talking about, how he cries all the time? Like, uncontrollably.
Mm-hmm.
Something about he's had, like, where he's a heavy drinker and smoker and stuff, like, he's had some kind of mini stroke, and he's seen patients that can't control their crying. And that's why he does that.
There you go.
He may be like Dick Vermeil, just really emotional. Dick Vermeil would tear up all the time.
Or as the good doctor said, he may have had a trans ischemic accident. See how we brought that all around again, Jay?
There you go. Hey, you looked that up on WebMD today and practiced it all day at work?
Yeah.
But the other thing I was going to talk about was that there's a big difference between comedians who are up there on stage and they're just kind of, you know, they're riffing. They're just getting, you know, they get on a roll and they're just saying stuff and it's just going along. And, you know, average everyday people on Twitter saying things because, yeah, you know, some, you know, you get on a roll if out there on stage. Not me, of course, but other people get on a roll.
Right.
And sometimes they go too far without even thinking about it, without realizing they have. Not you know, they don't intend to. It just happens. And we as a society want to destroy anybody's career, whoever steps out of line. Excuse me.
God, well said, Jay. That was fantastic.
Yeah, like there's still people who are demanding to know who it was at The Onion who wrote that tweet and wanting to know if they want them to be fired. We always want people to lose their job and lose their livelihood.
And they want
they
want it to happen immediately.
Yeah, and they also want Sorry, I got distracted by average chick there. But they also want to be able to go through life without ever seeing or hearing anything that they don't want to see or hear.
Yeah.
That somehow they should always be protected from things that would upset them.
And rock their boat.
Yeah. And average chick says that she should have logged in for IWS from the bathroom because her colon is revolting today.
That's hot.
All right. A little bathroom humor for you there.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, Jay. I was a little distracted a moment ago. Because I got a message from Tamara.
Oh. A little message with 5 minutes left in the show saying, what are you doing?
No, she just said, right on.
Right.
Talking about today's
posts
on IWSradio.blogspot.com.
And we want to send a shout-out across the pond over to Amsterdam to that fucking cunt Logan Knight.
Bitch. Whore.
Who is unable to be with us here right now because she's busy working hard under that red light.
That's right. Smoking a little hash and with guy on your dick.
Smoking a painting.
Yep, bending over and taking one for 50 euros for every 15 minutes.
Yep.
Knocking them out, right and left.
Dared to make fun of our friend Tamara.
It did not end well at all for her.
No, it didn't.
By the way, speaking of comedy, there's a big new thing coming. Apparently, you know the show or the place where Louis C.K. in New York does the stand-up before the show or whatever? Dave Chappelle apparently came out the other night and unexpectedly did a bit. And then Chris Rock followed after him, and then they were talking on stage about going on tour.
Yeah, that's what the big Twitter news is.
Oh, was that a big Twitter thing? I don't
know. Oh, must be true. Yeah, they said that. Well, see, that happens. Big names show up out of nowhere at the comedy club sometimes, working on their new material and stuff.
Yeah.
Well, I would say the big news is that Chappelle's working on any material.
Quite a surprise.
Justin, the big news is that I'm linked to both of those people because David Chappelle and I are tight because. He grew up 8 miles away from me, and Chris Rock and I share the same birthday. So
there you go.
You
guys are the Three Musketeers.
Yep.
Yeah, I didn't know. Dave
you are
was like
in
a
the middle of that Oreo cookie, right? That comedy Oreo, right there.
Yeah. Oh, and the Three Musketeer. I'm the nougat, Jay. I'm the nougat. Well, I don't think. Whatever.
Whatever. Hey, less than a minute before BTR cuts us off.
I guess we'll have to do our big news on Wednesday, Jay.
I guess we will. Yeah,
we'll make it about our new big show.
Right. And thanks for calling, Justin. Good job.
Oh, no problem. All right, later.
Thanks, Thanks to Cal Pote for calling earlier.
Mm-hmm. And thanks
to everybody for listening.
And thanks for Smoop for being up.
And thanks for Smoop for being there for us. And
there we go.